We're back from recess. We're at our 2 o'clock session. We have two items of business. First, planning and zoning, and then HVAC service, term and supply recommendation. Mr. Atchley, could you join us? Melanie, would you like to join us also?
I've brought a couple of assets here. Nothing.
Let me ask you a question as we begin. We had talked before about whether or not to establish a non-interest-bearing account. And from the form that you had showed me the other day that I think is back in my hand again through SEMA, we have to certify that it is a non-interest-bearing account, which means we have to set up or utilize a non-interest-bearing account.
Yes.
And we can do that, can we not, Mel? Okay. So, number one, we should do that, right, Mr. Atchley? That satisfy one of your questions?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
I'm sorry to move you through this too quickly.
Initially, we were under the understanding that there was somewhat of a choice to this, that it was a recommendation, but it now appears exactly what you said, that they're basically requiring a non-interest-bearing account to participate in this grant program.
And our treasurer tells us that we can do that, and we will, in fact, do that to satisfy the requirements of this grant. Is that
great.
Okay?
Great.
Oh, yes. Does that need to be in the minutes as a vote of the county commission to approve it? Or, I mean, I don't know. That's just a matter of record.
I do. According to our bid, it has to be approved by the commission. Anytime we open a new account through the bank, it has to be approved.
Motion for approval of a new non-interest-bearing account. For the flood buyout.
For the purpose of the flood buyout.
Second. Motion has been made and seconded to set up or approve a non-interest-bearing account in compliance with SEMA for a designation of depository in line and in for the purpose of our flood buyouts. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
As far as what account name, are we going to want that under, and who is going to be signers on that account?
First, Bob, would we say 2011 flood buyout, or have you got something that would be different?
I really think that would be great.
Okay.
Is there a specific FEMA grant number or SEMA grant number that needs to be tied to it as well, or no?
We could. It's disaster number 1980. That's the only number I can think of, really. That.
Okay.
And let's talk about signatories. Would that be? Wouldn't we just set that up like we have it in the budget? We've put in both revenues, anticipated revenues, and anticipated expenditures, so we're ready to run it through just as we would normally.
So just Rick and myself.
Yes.
Through accounts payable. Just doing.
Right.
Okay.
How does it work as far as putting funds in there? Are we going to wait to be reimbursed?
He's going to.
So anything that we talk about now isn't necessarily going to. We can still.
We have two. Well, Bob,
set up the account.
We have two options. Correct me if I'm wrong. Both options, at least in my opinion, have their pros and cons. One of the options is, and you utilize different forms for both of these options, by the way.
Different forms. Okay.
One option is that we apply through the granting agencies for their money up front. We wait to receive those granting agencies, and then we can pay those individuals, whether they be vendors or people, et cetera, once the monies have arrived and the monies have been deposited in the account that's being set up.
So we still have to set up an account.
Yes. Second option is we pay for the bills as they come in, such as the appraisals have already been completed and we have an invoice on said appraisals. There will be some other bills that are coming in. And there will be some additional expenses that I had not anticipated, but that I understand will be reimbursed for. So we can, in fact, write the check, pay the bills, then apply on a different form for reimbursement for those expenses, and then we will be refunded, at least according to the agencies, it'll be in a timely manner and fashion.
Can we utilize both forms, or do we have to choose one or the other up front?
My understanding of it, and at first I thought there was a separate form for each. I'm not 100% sure of that now. I'll be honest. It seems like the information's ever changing here. But I know we have gotten confirmation that we can do it either way. Either we can pay these bills up front or invoices up front and seek reimbursement, or we can seek the funds at the front end. The time frame they've given us is about 5 to 10 days is what they've told us.
For repayment?
Yes.
My concern is that if I'm not mistaken, we have a new SEMA person that we're dealing with.
Yes.
And who knows, by the time we get set up, we may have a different SEMA person that we're dealing with. Is for us to act sooner rather than later so that we can get this in place, get it formalized, get it in writing, and be assured that that's the direction we're going to go, with no offense intended towards them. They seem to be changing horses in midstream. We don't want to give them the opportunity to change horses again, I guess. That's my thinking.
Okay. Let me catch what you're saying here. The understanding that you've got is from this SEMA person that is involved now, that within 5 to 10 days after we turn an invoice in, the money will be redeposited into our account of this special non-interest-bearing account. It'll go right back into that account. Is that the way I'm understanding it?
That's my understanding.
That's the way I understand it.
Yeah, that's my understanding.
If they do that within 5 to 10 days, that'll be something I...
Miraculous.
Well, incredible is the word I was going to use. So I think that if that be the case, because I was going to actually vote to wait until we had the money, but if that's the case, as far as the 5 to 10 days, the people that have already worked their time, although they probably knew that beforehand, can get their money.
Well, that's what I was asking. Can you do both? Can you set it up to where, okay, for this bill, let's go ahead and get that one paid.
Exactly.
When it comes down to, hey, we've got to pay $1 million towards this or $800,000 towards this, then we can seek for the funds to be deposited before we...
That's my understanding.
And I thought you told us the last meeting that we had to choose one way or the other.
That's what we initially thought, and this new person checked with the people, you know, the powers that be with SEMA, and they said no, that it can actually be done either way. So if the commission chose to pay one expense up front, the county's not necessarily obligated to pay all expenses up front, is what they've indicated to me.
As Mr. Davis, is he involved in any of this part of it, Mickey?
Yes.
Davis?
Yes.
Okay, can he, because we put this all upon your shoulders, can he verify that very information that you're talking about and send it to us in written form?
Definitely. Definitely.
Well, let's do that then, and then I'd feel more comfortable. Not that because we're kind of taking some...
Well, they have been working on it together, if that's my understanding.
Yes.
And so that information has been forthcoming.
But we have some
from
written documentation from someone other than a county employee, is the reason I'm saying that.
Do we have anything from the SEMA representative
in writing? I do have an email from the SEMA representative indicating that the county could approach it either way.
So we do have that.
Okay.
I would really feel comfortable. I'd feel better if we took a position and got the process started. We've got some bills right now that we could pay that's owed, for example, to the person that did the appraisals. And what else is out there that we've already got expenses on, Bob?
that's really the primary item at this point.
Well, we wouldn't have to wait. We could pay for having have that done.
See if this shows up in 5 or 10 days.
Well, and this will be really the test case to see how.
Do you need a motion for that, or is that just something that we can start on? And would you feel more comfortable?
I don't know. I guess how are other expenses normally handled?
You would need to submit to us those invoices, and we'll set up
okay.
Under accounts payable.
Okay.
Yeah. Another question I have as far as checks, because I have to pay for my checks now. I talked to Bob about this. If we're only going to have a select few, maybe 10 to 20 checks, I talked to the bank maybe just doing counter checks, and I could just handwrite those checks so we wouldn't have that expense out.
We could do that, but are the cost of the checks also going to be reimbursable, Bob?
That was my understanding. I did check into that as well, and they told me
whichever's easiest on you, Mel.
Okay. Tracking.
Will it be ACH-ing the deposits into the account, so I wouldn't have to order deposit slips?
That was my initial understanding, is that all of this would be electronic.
If they did that, that would save the expense of the deposit slips.
Yeah.
I'm for letting you all set it up, establish it. We now know we're going to have a non-interest-bearing account.
And we'll approve whenever the accounts payable, and that'll be our part of the thing. Your presentation will be to us.
But on each one, I'd like you to designate that this is whatever it is that you choose, 2011 flood expense or...
Mm. Okay.
Yep, 1980.
Okay.
That'll also help with the record-keeping for the treasurer and the auditor.
Exactly.
Because they're coming out of two different cash accounts, so we definitely have to know if it's paid up front or...
For bookkeeping purposes, since we're setting up an account, this is an account within GCR?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what we budgeted all.
So that we don't transfer from one to the other, have an expense, and then write the check and have another expense. Okay.
Okay.
Yes, we did budget it there. But I'm with you. Anything else you need from us, sir?
I think that's it. I sincerely appreciate it.
Mel, any other questions?
Not with them.
Excellent.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for your time.
Bob.
We'll stand in recess for just a couple of minutes.